Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Man, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
Give a big shout out for all the mothers out there on Mother's Day, even though this won't go up till probably Wednesday.
And all the motherfuckers. I hope everybody got, you know, some nice young woman pregnant, made a new mother out of them.
I don't think that's what Mother's Day is all about.
I think that's exactly what Mother's Day is all about.
I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Yes, you have.
Fuck.
I just want to make it clear, though, you're not supposed to fuck your own mother.
I was guessing that was probably the case.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some people out there that just don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
When I look over our list, it's like, we haven't done anything.
I know. So this may be a very short show.
It was blowing my mind for like a few hours before the show. It was like, Rob, what he's been playing by himself, nothing.
And then when you see what I did put down, it's like, it might as well be nothing.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to hear about it. So your classes are all over with for this semester or this year?
Yes, for this semester.
I don't know how that all works, semesters, years, whatever. So, yeah, that's awesome. Glad that's all done. I'm sure you're relieved.
And you're off this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we will be playing something together. I know you want to finish Portal 2.
Yeah,
it scares me a little bit because it's been so long since I've played the game, and we had our own difficulties, so I'm assuming, you know, the puzzles only get harder, which means it's going to be like a disaster.
Yeah, we play till we get annoyed at each other and we shut it off. Yeah. That's how we always did it, so.
And I definitely want to do a little Minecrafting.
Oh, yeah. I tried to invite you the other night, but who knows if
I think you did, but I was like, whenever I wake up, I turn on my 360 and I'll boot up a game. It doesn't mean I'm playing it. I'm usually like, oh, I got all these things to do and then I'll play it. Plus with Minecraft, yeah. I didn't want to like jump into it and then just do co-op right away. I want to try to get a handle for how it works on the 360. I wanted to build my house.
Yeah. So this weekend, I went back to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Missouri, which is famous from the Food Network and some of those channels where they're famous for the throwed rolls, where they throw rolls at you. And
I don't understand what you're talking about.
It's a restaurant, Lambert's Cafe.
They throw rolls at you?
Yeah, okay, so basically you've got this huge room, you know, where all these tables. If you've ever been at an old country buffet, it's kind of that same kind of setting where there's all kinds of old stuff around. You sit at tables and just imagine those big rooms. You ever been at an old country buffet?
Yeah.
Or not old country buffet,
times.
Shit, not old country buffet.
So you just ruined this whole thing.
The other store, the one that's got the store attached to it and all that. I can't think of the fucking store now, but
this must
anyway.
Be a southern thing because I can't think of any kind of buffet place that has a store connected to it.
It's not a buffet place, though. That's the problem. It's not a buffet place. Especially you got a large room. You got all these tables in there, you know, any kind of like a restaurant. But they come around. You order what you want. So, like, I got a triple hamburger and fries. And then they come around and they have, like, fried okra they hand out if you want some. You know, they hand out different kinds of, like, macaroni and tomatoes. And just, you know, just little foods like that to go along with your meal. But they also take these carts and they push these carts around and they'll throw these rolls at you from across the room. So you may have somebody throwing a roll 25, 30 feet away from you and you're expected to catch it. People bring nets and everything to catch it. It's been on the Food Network and everything.
It sounds horrible.
But anyway, last night, I took mom there for Mother's Day. It's basically a 3-hour drive from here. So I drove my mom 6 hours to go eat there and back.
I went to Galena, which is 3 hours. Went there yesterday. Got back today.
But basically, they threw a roll at me to give to my mom, and I missed it, and it thunked me in the head. It then bounced off my head and landed at the table behind us. Did they give me that roll? Fuck no. They ate it. It was on my head, man.
Hey, finders keepers, man. That's how it rolls.
They fucking hit me in the head with a roll. And then he threw one later that hit the wall and about broke a fucking ketchup bottle. The dude had an arm. The last time we went with Will, it was like, this dude was like barely throwing them any distance. He was afraid to throw them. But this dude was not afraid to throw a roll and definitely was not afraid to miss. But I had a good time, man. It was a lot of fun. You know, I definitely, if you're in Sykeston, Missouri or that area, there's three locations. There's one in Alabama, Foley, Alabama. Alabama and Springfield and Branson, Missouri, between Springfield and Branson, Missouri as well. So the town has nothing but Lambert's. I don't know how, but I mean, dude, this restaurant is packed. It was an hour and a half wait for a table.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
But the food is good, man. And it's great. Excellent food. And then afterwards, I went and seen my friend Will and his girlfriend that stopped by their house. We stayed there for about an hour and talked to them. I'm trying to get them to embrace the whole Twitter thing. And since they're not really Twitter, they just don't really understand Twitter. I've taken over their studio's Twitter account, so hopefully that works out well. I want to give a shout out to them, though. First thing off is at MuseTap on Twitter. It's MuseTap. You know, join them. I'm gonna keep their convention schedules and stuff on there, so that way that people know where they're coming and, you know, putting up artwork and stuff. They've been real busy, and they've got some exciting news coming pretty soon that I'm not going to spoil. I'll let them know when they want to release that, but it's going to be some exciting stuff. They got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm real excited for them.
Cool.
MuseTap on Twitter. And you're officially going to PAX.
Yeah, well, was that not official last time?
I don't think it was. It was official. That's right. Never mind. It was official. That whole week thing off threw me off there. I did get my tickets for PAX. I'm still trying to figure out if I'm getting those days off. I haven't seen the boss that's responsible for that. So hopefully I'll be able to find out this week so I can get my hotel.
It would be good for you to find out quicker than, you know, the amount of people that are going to be going and then all the people who will then be buying rooms and tickets.
Right.
It will not only get harder, but also more and more expensive.
Yeah, I know. And so I need to get that done. Because I've got the money and everything for a plane ticket and the hotel. It's just I have to know if I have those 2 days off because I don't want to get stuck with $800 worth of hotel room and plane tickets and not be able to go. So
definitely not.
So, but I hope I get to go because I'm real excited about it. Anyway.
And then you'll spend the entire time waiting in line to play 2 games.
No, I'm not really that excited about playing games there. I'm not. I don't like playing demos that much anymore anyway. So sitting there in a line to play a demo, that's not exciting to me. I may watch somebody else play a demo. That would be fine. But actually playing the game, that's not going to make any difference to me. Because the games I really want to see are Assassin's Creed 3. Because that new fucking trailer dropped this week and it was fucking amazing. I cannot fucking wait for that game this year. Anyway, let's get to what we have been playing. I was shocked to see you playing some Prototype 2.
Oh, well, it's at the Redbox. If something's available about Redbox, there's a good chance I will potentially play it. If it seems like a rental. I mean, they also have Skyrim there, but I would never rent a game like Skyrim. And anyone who rents Skyrim is insane.
Agreed. I have to admit, that's, you know, you're never going to get enough time in Skyrim if you're just renting it, unless you just keep it a really long time. So.
No, that's dumb. I can only understand if maybe you've never played an Elder Scrolls game, and you just wanted to see what it was like.
Right.
And then you went out and bought it right after that.
Right. So, Prototype 2, did you finish it?
Yep.
What did you think about it?
Story-wise, I pretty much skipped everything and muted it after about, I don't know, 10 minutes. Because it wasn't funny at how bad it was, because it was just kind of sad. Because unlike Rogue Warrior, you know, maybe they were trying to be serious in Rogue Warrior, but you really felt it in Prototype 2. It really felt like, oh yeah, we're trying to bring you this dark, serious story. And I'm like, it is not coming across at all. This is the like least likable main character I've played in a while. I like Kratos more. And I really don't like Kratos.
Oh, I like Kratos.
He's an angry asshole.
I'm an angry asshole.
Well, I don't really like you either.
Looks glad we got that out.
So there we go. On a list, you know, I like Robert Wood, and then below him, Kratos least. Then this, I don't even know his name. Heller.
James Heller, yeah.
Something.
Something like that. Yeah, the story just really is kind of generic, and I don't know, I felt like the more I felt like I was playing Prototype 1.
Yeah, I mean, it really felt... And people were talking, like, there are some people who said it looked okay and some people who said it looked bad. I'm in the camp that thinks it looks pretty bad. It does not look good to me.
Yeah, when all the reviews first started hitting and stuff, people were like, oh, it looks just more like a real New York. And the more I played it, I'm like, this looks just like the last game. It has a little better detail, but nothing in this looks like, oh, I know that building from New York. I mean, when I play a Spider-Man game or something like that, even as shitty as some of those have been, they model that city to look like New York.
When I got to the top of the Empire State Building, I'm like, oh, wait, this is the Empire State Building. I had no idea until I realized, oh, I'm at the top of this point. I guess this must be the Empire State Building. And it has a horrible introduction. That game starts off so bad with this tutorial, like when you first get your powers and everything, it's just like, oh my god.
Well, I mean, and then the story, they try to do something that they must have thought was unique. Hey everybody, you're trying to kill the main villain from the first game. Oh, but you're really not trying to kill him because he's a good guy. Oh, wait a minute. No, he really is bad.
It made no sense. Though, you know, I can't really comment too much on the story because I did mute and skip it all relatively soon.
So, and the game was way easier than the first one. Yeah, there were several times in the first game.
Especially the races, because I remember those being really fucking annoying.
Yeah, I honestly don't think I've played this game since a couple of days after it came out, but I did like the whole aspect of like, oh, Kush killed this many people. Do you want to try to top that score, you know, and stuff like that? I think that would have been in a better game.
I didn't
game,
see that. I didn't see any of that stuff.
Oh,
it must be the Radnet crap, so I wouldn't see it as a... And I like the way that it starts the game when you first put it in. It's like, do you want to put in your RadNet code or do you want to never put it in ever again? Even though, like, when you start it up again, it's like you can put it in, but it's like it starts off and says, do you want to put it in or do you want to never have this shit ever? And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Apparently, that's what every woman says to me. Do you want to put it in? No, you're never putting it in.
Oh, I guess you didn't make any mothers today.
No, did not. I failed at my job. I had one job today and I failed at it miserably.
The day is not over.
Kind of it is.
Nah, you still got, you know, solid 6 hours ish.
Yeah, but there's not enough drunk women. It's a Sunday.
Well,
no bars are open. You know, I'm probably
well,
that's
why you slip a little something something in the drink, and then they're, you know, completely passed out the whole time. And then you slip it in, they get pregnant, they do a DNA check, and then you go to prison.
I don't want to go to prison.
You definitely don't want to go to prison.
So that's Prototype 2. Played a little bit of Minecraft.
For the Xbox 360 or whatever it's called. The Xbox 360 edition.
Yes. Yeah, everybody knows a little bit about Minecraft. You craft and you mine. You build things. And at night the monsters
Legos.
Come out.
It's Legos. Legos.
Man, I had some really good experiences with this game the first night. It's definitely more fun with multiplayer, I think. It's got a tutorial level that they added for the Xbox 360 version, which is quite helpful considering that when I played Minecraft on the PC, I had no fucking clue what was going on.
Yeah, it's so a bit more accessible than the PC version, which really just is like Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, but worse.
And they also added a crafting system where, you know, you don't no longer have to put things in certain orders to make items. That makes things kind of very easy to pick up and play for people that don't know anything about Minecraft like myself. It's a very interesting game. I mean,
and it is an older version. It's about a year older than the PC version where it's at. Though apparently they will be getting more frequent updates than usual, and because they have a special deal with Microsoft that, or whatever, Notch. He, you know, got it through with Microsoft that he will be able to get updates more frequently and for free. It won't cost him anything, which is a big deal.
Yeah, and also that kind of stirred up a stink about how Microsoft handles their stuff, because the developers of Fez were kind of upset with some of this stuff going on too, because they felt like they weren't getting as good a deal.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have taken, you know, 6 years to make their game or whatever.
And when you've got a game that's as popular as Minecraft, Microsoft's going to bend the rules a little bit.
And Minecraft is a game that's really about all these small iterations over time.
Even though Notch did say on his Twitter feed that they did not get unlimited updates, so they have to bring out their updates. You know,
yeah,
they
I think they said every 2 months.
So, but I'm real excited with some of the... I wanted to see some of the stuff that Minecraft's got coming, because, like, they added an adventure mode that I read about, which sounded really awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to see all that stuff. And this build, I think, is 1.6, and they're up to 1.8 now.
I really want to tell people, though, if you're playing this game, save often and save yourself. Because they're, you know, it says they're, like, whenever you see the stupid icon, it says, oh, it's saving. It's not.
Yeah.
I had a crash, and I lost hours of progress. And I went away from the game for a little bit because it really pissed me off.
So here's the time where I tell my funny Minecraft stories. One or two here. So the first night I got it, you know, I've never played Minecraft before except for, like, I turned on the PC version, said, this looks like crap. I don't know what I'm doing. Fuck this game. But I went through the tutorial and started my own little world. And so the first thing, I always hear about the monsters coming at night. So I built the ugliest little house that I could. Basically, it was, you walked into a room that was like 3 tiles long and 3 tiles wide. So basically there was only like one row that you could walk in.
It's basically
so
just like a little shack for protection.
Yeah, so that's the first thing I built. And then I kind of wanted to explore a little bit. Well, I've been playing for maybe an hour mining, trying to get stuff built up and stuff, just figure out what I was doing. And Big Steven joined my game. And me and him decided, you know, we built the house up a little better. We did some mining. We made some weapons. And we decided we're going to go explore. So we see off in the distance. That's one of the cool things with this game is you see stuff in the distance that's like just looks really neat. Whether it is or not, you never know. But you'd be like, maybe there's something over there. Because apparently there's even like hidden treasure chests in the world and stuff like that.
Yeah, found some.
You really have? Huh.
Yeah. Then they're just basically the regular chests that are just filled with random items.
Cool. So, and you know, you hear about all that stuff, and you're like, I want to go do a little exploring, because this is all new to me. And so we start walking towards this high mountain, you know, it looks really cool, because you can see this high mountain just really off in the distance. So as we start getting there closer to it, I see this little cave off the side of this river, and I start walking towards it, and thinking, let's go here and explore. So I tell Steven, come here. So he follows me. I walk in this cave. Also, this fucking spider jumps out of this cave. Scares the living fuck out of me. I scream like a little 8-year-old girl. And I'm trying to fight this thing off. I'm like, ah, I'm yelling at Steven, help. I turn around after killing the spider. He's halfway to the house. He has done ran off and left because it done scared him too. So Steven
what
is not
a fucking
the brave
bitch.
Steven is the bravest motherfucker I never knew. So, yeah, it was. He was gone. And he was making fun of me later on. I'm like, dude, you were halfway to the house. You didn't even stay and help me fight the fucking spider. You were gone. And then our friend Landon from New Zealand joined us. And he picked up the game, and we were mining and trying to build on this little shack I made. I turned around, fucking Landon had done built me a castle. He's like, "Oh, I played the version on PC." I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, I've got a nice little castle with beds and everything."
I built my house into like a little mountain cave thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. You'll get to see it. And I put in letters over it, sausage.
I'm real excited about getting some wool and stuff together and making dye the wool and stuff like that and making some 8-bit video game characters. You know, that's all the rage in Minecraft. Yeah. But
making
I know
stairs, making lots of stairs and torches.
I did find me a secret mine shaft, though, and found a lava tube. Some of that stuff looks really cool when you find it and you're like, oh, man. Or you'll get trapped in a river and get flushed down to somewhere. You never know. But what does suck is fucking running into creepers when you're not expecting them, because they kill you when they blow up. They fucking explode.
It really sucks if you find them like in a cave and you're like, oh, my mining has been ruined. Because I remember watching that, and I think it was on the Giant Bomb Quick Look, where Gerstmann's like entire mining dugout was destroyed after a creeper blew up and then flooded the whole thing.
Oh shit, that would suck. Oh, I did find some diamond today, and I found a lot of iron ore, so I've made some armor and stuff like that. But it's a real interesting game. I think I'll end up getting bored of it pretty quickly. You know, it's still fun. It's one of those games that you can just kind of throw in and not throw in. You can play and listen to podcasts and not feel like you're missing anything. And it happens to be way more fun when you're playing with other people. The only thing, only downside to this is I wish that there was a way that people could join my world when I'm not online.
I also,
like they do in the PC.
Even though it could lead to really horrible things, I wish there was an option where you could say, and this would be up to you, where you would have to check it, but allow anyone to join you while you're playing.
Yeah.
Not just people on your friends list.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Maybe I wouldn't mind making another world where I would just let people come in and, you know, maybe they could destroy stuff, but that would just be kind of interesting and different. It would always be new and exciting. Just some crazy shit happens.
Yeah, we've set up rules as well that we try to follow. When you join somebody's game world and you've mined stuff for them and stuff like that, make sure you leave the stuff behind. And yeah. That way you're not taking, you can't take it to your world, so you're basically just taking it and it just disappears from their world forever. There was a lot of talk about this game too right before it came out that the worlds were really small. They're not as big as the PC worlds, but to me they don't really feel that small.
Well, it's because the PC worlds could be really, really large, really. Yeah. But I mean, you don't need an infinite world.
And that's, did you put any words in for your seeds when you started your world?
No.
I did. I put in Pixelated Radio, and our fucking world is awesome. Just saying.
My world's awesome. Seedless. It's an awesome seedless world. You're supposed to be putting your seed into women, not into Minecraft.
They won't let me, sir.
You've got to force it in.
They're like, no, no. They're like you. They don't like me either. They like Kratos better than me, though. And James Heller.
See? And you know why? Because they force it in. They're like, I don't care if you say no. It's going in.
This podcast suddenly got rapey. I don't know if
I never
like
used such
podcast.
Word. Nobody ever said rape except you.
Oh, make me out to be the bad guy. I see how this is.
Well, you're the one who's going to be forcing it in. I'm not doing it. I'm not. I would never do that. But you, I mean, you don't have a choice.
I'm a sick fuck, aren't I?
This is bad.
This is bad. So, anything else you want to say about Minecraft?
No,
we go on?
Just save people. Save. It's very important.
Don't save.
And I know there's issues about like split screen and the whole HDTV, HD cable, whatever. Not that big of an issue for me.
Not me either, especially when we play by ourselves. I like playing with myself. I mean,
I know you do.
That's why I don't have any seeds. Anyway, Spec Ops The Line, the demo came out this weekend. We both played that. I kind of liked this.
I kind of didn't.
Really?
I found it to be really just boring and generic, and the dialogue didn't really do much for me. And I was Nathan Drake, whatever.
Nolan North.
Yeah, Nolan North. He did not fit that character to me, his voice. I mean, actually, the dialogue wasn't that bad, but hearing him really bugged me.
I'm kind of interested in what's going on in the story. I like the little movie they play at the end of the demo when you're done with the demo that shows what the game's about. I'm very interested to find out what actually happened to Dubai and why there's all this sand, if they're going to explain that, or why there's these sandstorms.
I don't think they really hyped up how much the sand can affect the gameplay. I didn't see that many opportunities in the demo.
I'm hoping there's more opportunities like that. In the demo, there's that one scene where it's like, shoot the...
Yeah, it's so obvious right in the beginning. It's like, hey, you know you can shoot the windows in that bus. If it's full of sand, I bet it could help our problems. And I was really hoping for that scene to be something where you could choose whether you do or not, and maybe it would aggravate them or maybe not. Like, right. It felt like it was going that direction, but then it's just like, shoot the damn windows. Look at all our sand. Just shoot it.
I liked how the game played. It felt like a very competent Gears of War. Although, my biggest problem with it is, instead of making the A button like the roadie run, they did all kinds of weird stuff where it's like you had to hit B to leap over items and stuff. Sometimes you just kind of want to hit A because you're used to playing Gears of War. So
that's what I want to do. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to press B.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing at first, but I think I would get used to it. And I thought it looked really good for what it was. I mean, it's
all right. It's not horrible, but it's no 50 Cent blood in the sand, blood on the sand or whatever. But, you know, it's hard for a game to live up to 50 Cent.
Yeah, that game was awesome. It definitely was.
I just realized right now that I kind of want I would love a new Hunter game, the Hunter of the Reckoning and all those, whatever they were called.
Oh, Hunter of the Reckoning.
Yeah, they all had a subtitle to them. There was never a Hunter game, so that's why. Those isometric close-up.
Yeah, Hunter
Baldur's Gate-ish, but with a, like, horror vibe. Not horror.
I didn't care much for those games because I'm a huge fan of that role-playing game. Huge fan of
that. I'm completely unaware of it, so I'm perfectly fine with it.
Well, fuck you, and you're fucking being perfectly fine with shitty games. Now, the games weren't bad. They didn't fit well into the universe because they made it. But I did like the look of them. It was Hunter of the Reckoning and Redemption. I think it was Hunter of the Reckoning and then Hunter of the Reckoning Redemption.
Yeah, I think it was like the PS2 port was the Redemption because it came out on Xbox first.
Yeah, there was. Well, they also released Redeemer on Xbox.
Redeemer?
As well. I think it was Redeemer because that's a class in the RPGs. It's Hunter the Reckoning Redeemer, maybe.
Who knows? Who cares? But nobody cares. We're spending way too much time on this. Why'd I bring it up?
I don't know. Because you're a penis face.
I want Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 3. That's what I really want.
I do too.
With online multiplayer.
So, I've been playing a PC game called World of Warcraft. You might have heard of it. Have you heard of World of Warcraft?
I don't know what this is. Is it like The Sims?
No, it's more like Diablo 3.
Well,
but
I don't know what that is either.
Well, you run around in a world and you play with other people and you have a character.
Sounds like The Sims.
No, it's not The Sims.
So it's The Sims Online, the Facebook game.
Close, but you don't play as real people. You play as, I'm playing as a priest, but not that kind of priest, you know, like the medieval priest that casts magic spells and healing spells.
I'm lost.
I can tell I'm losing you here, but it's a big world, man. They said this game's been out for years, and I don't buy it.
I don't think
supposedly
playing it.
They're bringing out a panda, Kung Fu Panda expansion or something. I don't know, but I guess Jack Black paid him a lot of money to put himself in this game. I don't know. It's weird.
Jack Black. Does that mean Tim Schafer's involved?
I don't. Maybe. So you're in.
Is
now,
this the
right?
Kickstarter game?
It could be. Maybe that's why I've never heard of it, because I don't really watch the Kickstarter.
So it's all about pointing and clicking.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And casting spells.
I'm all in.
You're all in. So there we go, guys. World of Warcraft. I think me and you can play together too. Although it's weird. It's one of these games that charge you $15 a month.
I'm out.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll This is too much. I know what World of Warcraft is, everybody.
Yeah.
So now let's hear what Rob has been doing in this World of Warcraft.
Well, right now I've just been I'm a level 12 priest at the moment. But recently I got it was because Big Steven had been playing it too, and I was kind of like, man, I don't really have anything that's really catching my attention. So now's a good time to jump in and probably pay $15 at least for a month and try it out again. And I was having a lot of fun with it. I mean, it's you know, you've heard of World of Warcraft. Nobody really cares. It's, you know, it's real simple and it still looks pretty good considering how old the game is. And, you know, it runs really good on my PC. And, you know, they did a lot of, I really wish I had played it before they destroyed the world in Cataclysm, because I think a lot of that would have looked really cool to know what the world looked like before and now what it looks like. But I haven't gotten to the levels where I can really go do dungeons and stuff. I'm still kind of in the starting areas. But you level up way faster in this than you, I guess, originally did, because I'm like level 12 already, and I think I've only put like 4 hours into the fucking game. So, but I'll probably play a little bit more of it this week and at least until Max Payne and Game of Thrones comes out on Tuesday. Tomorrow I might play a little bit more of this. So yeah, it's kind of fun. I don't know how long I'll stick with it. I think I liked Star Wars, but I really burned myself out on it because I was really pushing myself to get through a big chunk of it, and I think I just kind of burned out on it, so I'm not trying to play this as much.
Did you ever complete your character, your main, in Star Wars?
Star Wars, no. I played it only about... I think I played it, like, the first half of the month, and then paid for the first month, and I just kind of... I think I got to, like, level 25, maybe? I can't remember where I got. I think that maybe halfway there, and it was, like, everything became so... It became a real grind then at that point, so I just kind of really lost interest.
I want my local Kmart to clearance out their remaining stock of the Collector's Edition. They've got, like, I don't know, six of them. And nobody's going to pay $150 for those.
Jesus, yeah. I wonder what side price they'll go down to.
Probably store. $75.
You'd buy it for $75 for a collector's edition?
Maybe. I like a lot of the stuff that's in there.
If you get it,
I mean, the game, what was like $60 when it...
Yeah,
just, I mean, 60. The retail, so that wouldn't be that bad.
If you get it, then if you eventually get it, then I may join back up and play around with you a little bit on that.
My lightsaber.
All right, so that's kind of World of Warcraft. Everybody's heard of it. Nobody really wants to talk about it. So what have you been playing, man?
Dungeons of Dreadmoor, which I've kind of been playing this for a while now, but I've been really picking it up just because I'm so excited that it's going to be coming to iPad at some point this year, hopefully this year. It's a roguelike, and it's very pretty looking, and it's got a good sense of humor. It's $5 on Steam, and it's one of those Steam Play games, so it works on both Mac and PC. It's just a lot of fun, and the controls are really well implemented. I highly recommend it for anyone who's kind of interested in those kind of games. It's got a lot of different settings, so you can make it a bit easier for you, and you can make it a lot more challenging where you can set it up so that, oh, if you die, that's it, your character is completely gone. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend people give it a shot. It's very, very fun. And, you know, it's got the whole random dungeons and all that kind of crazy crap. And it's got a lot of different skills you can choose in the beginning. And a lot of them, some of them are just kind of these weird things like, oh, you can talk to chickens, which I don't know if you would ever be able to use something like that. And that's not an actual skill. But, I mean, there are some that are just like these really like weird ones where you don't quite know. I highly recommend that. It's way better than like The Binding of Isaac, which is kind of roguelike, but has the different kind of... like the twin stick shooter gameplay.
Right.
So if you can only pick one, you should always pick Dungeons of Dreadmoor.
Did it have a controller? Did you use a controller on it?
I don't know, because I've never felt compelled to use it because it feels fine. You can either do, you know, controllers with the actual keyboard, or you can just point and click and do everything that way. And it works really well, so it's really simple. And it doesn't take a lot to run. I may even gift you a copy because I think you could run it on your PC. And I don't care if you like it.
All right.
Yeah. So people should try that out. And then Junk Jack is an iOS game, and it's a Minecraft clone, but it's 2D side-scrolling. So it's kind of like Terraria, but a little bit different. I really like it, and it recently got updated to go into a universal app, so it works on iPad too now. And it's fun if you're interested in that kind of game. It's got, you know, the monsters and all that kind of stuff. It's very, very like Minecraft, but it's suited for the iPad and the iPhone. They really did a lot of work in making it work for what the touchscreen has to offer and what it can't do. So I'd recommend that for anyone who's into Minecraft. I'm hoping, the one thing I don't like is that there is no multiplayer in there, and they said like that would be one of the last things they did after all the updates they have planned. I really do hope they do that, because I think that's what's really kind of made me stop playing, because I kind of like, oh, I would want to play this with someone eventually. But there's also a way for you to do modding in it too, where you can download things, and then when you hook up your iOS device into the computer, then when you're looking at your apps, you can do things where like you're like, add this to a folder in the game or whatever, so you can get into modding that way in a sense. Or people have created some crazy levels where it's like, oh, I recreated, you know, Zelda 2 specifically.
Right.
So yeah, it's interesting. It's $3, universal app, and pretty fun. That's all I've been playing. We did see a movie.
Yes, we did.
I don't know if people have heard of it or not.
It's one of them rare things like World of Warcraft. I don't think anybody's seen it. So
yeah,
it's a little superhero movie, a little indie film called The Avengers.
Yeah, there's like some giant green guy. That's all I really remember. And there was like some guy with a hammer, but he wasn't Tim Taylor, and he didn't go, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Home Improvement joke. That's horrible. Nobody listening watches anymore.
It had Captain France in it, and that other guy that looks like he shoots arrows. I mean, who the fuck shoots arrows nowadays?
I don't know.
It's a terrible fucking movie.
Shoots
blanks. No, but The Avengers came out. It's been a little project going on for a couple of years since Iron Man came out. Was Iron Man 2, or did Iron Man 1 actually have Nick Fury?
Iron Man 1. I'm pretty sure that was his first introduction after the credits.
Yeah, so, you know, they've been working towards this for quite a few years, and they've gotten it done, and man, that fucking movie was awesome.
I really liked it. I don't love it like everyone else. There were way too many people calling it a perfect film.
Yeah, you know,
like,
I think it was a little slow in parts. I think they
it
really
started off a bit slow, and it really, like, the last half an hour, I would pay to see that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And the Hulk, best part of the movie. Everyone Agreed. Who's been saying that is absolutely true. He had the biggest badass moment, and he had the biggest laughs in the film. There were like two moments specifically.
Two big laughs,
that were just, oh my god, I was like dying laughing.
Yeah, and one thing I want to point out too is that anybody that's played like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, they used a lot of those moves and stuff from that game and that movie as well. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that's done in the comics.
They used a lot of their traditional moves, and they just really, and specifically with the Hulk, they really captured his personality. Like, there's just like when Loki starts talking to him and how that turns out, that was just, oh god, that is the Hulk. That was so perfect.
How loud did your theater erupt when that happened? Because
it was pretty bad. It was, I mean, I was like coming to tears. It was bad. And I was it was a hot day and that place wasn't that well air conditioned. And I was like starting to sweat. I'm like, oh god, stop it. I can't take this.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the movie. You did hear, did you hear that they signed Mark Ruffalo for 4 Hulk movies, or at least 4?
Yeah, they signed him for 6 more appearances, whatever that means. That's for one, that's going to be the Avengers 2. And then that can include cameos in other films. So I'm assuming at least one of those will be a sequel. Or not a sequel, just a new Hulk movie.
Right.
Even though they came out like a few weeks before and said, yeah, we're not really interested in doing any more Hulk things. But I think all the positive words about him specifically changed their mind.
I didn't care much for Edward Norton.
I didn't like that one. I'm one of those small, limited fans of Ang Lee's. I thought that was a good film. It had some issues, but I overall enjoyed it. And I know Joey Esposito of IGN liked it too.
So, yeah. And then, of course, you know, there's 2 different scenes at the end of the movie, one all the way after the credits, which, in my opinion, really wasn't worth it. But
I didn't
really
stay for that. I don't want to see them, spoilers, eating shit together. Ha ha ha. Whatever.
Yeah. So, but they did kind of introduce who will probably be the villain in the next
Avengers
movie, which I'm not going to spoil that. Let's wait a while before we spoil that. But
I'll say the one thing that I was kind of on the fence about, and I think the movie did for the most part a pretty good job with dealing with Black Widow.
Yeah,
I was really annoyed by her in the other films.
I like Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, but she needed to work on a Russian accent because it just doesn't seem right her not having a Russian accent. Yeah.
And I'm glad, like, I was worried at first because they kind of did it in the beginning, like they did in Iron Man 2, where she would always, like, after a move, she would, like, pose for the camera, basically, but that kind of went away, and I was happy about that.
I would see more of her posing, especially in that black.
That's so annoying. And I will say that also, like when he first turned into the Hulk, that was like, oh man, you could have a horror movie with the Hulk. That was pretty tense, man.
Yeah, and she actually looked scared too. That was so, you know, she did a pretty good job with that part. That's the Avengers, man. You should definitely go see it. My buddy Will and his girlfriend, they've already seen it twice, and they're talking about going and seeing it a third time. So
hearing people talk about like, oh, I've seen it 12 times. I'm like, you're fucking insane.
I would never go see a movie 12 times. So. No.
Did you see it in 3D?
No, I did not. I really didn't want to because I can't really watch 3D movies. They give me a headache.
Me
so.
Too. And I will always hate wearing glasses over glasses.
Yes, that's why I hate 3D movies.
And no, I'm not getting contacts just to watch 3D movies.
If they made glasses, like an extra, if you bought glasses and got a cheaper pair of glasses that came with 3D lenses over your real lenses, I would do that if it was cheap.
Or just if they had like the old like clip-on sunglasses, if they had those for 3D.
Yeah, why don't they do that shit? Yeah.
Be perfect. And they could do that, just like one size fits all, where they're just like oversized, but really light, so they don't really weigh your head down or anything. Then I'd be like 3D all the time. That would probably still give me a headache, so I'd probably still be against it.
Well, anyway, that's going to be it for the Avengers talk.
And on to television. And you didn't watch any TV
all. I mean, I've watched the same stuff. I've watched Game of Thrones and stuff like that. So, and you really can't talk about shows like that until other people watch them because you don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
So
I've watched Eureka, part 1 of season 4. So I haven't reached season 4.5 with their stupid 0.5s and cable shows. But I'm really liking it as always. I remember Hotcakes Man talking about it when I was just making some questions about the show in general. Like, I've always been a fan of Joe, the deputy, who's not really the deputy anymore. And I'm of the mindset that I think her and the sheriff would be really good together. And I don't really like whatever her name is, who was the head but now she's just medical. I don't know. There was all this time travel stuff, and then everyone's jobs got switched pretty much, and there's all this crazy stuff. But it's fun. I've enjoyed it. And the rich doctor guy or whatever from Battlestar Galactica is on this show as the guy from the past. But it's good. I like it. I'm pretty sure its current season is going to be its last, but I was surprised that it's lasted this long. So yeah, people should check it out. I think it's a good show.
I think they put them up on Netflix now. I don't know how many seasons they've got up there.
I think they've been on Netflix for a while.
I tried to watch it early on and I didn't care.
If you can confirm for me, I will resubscribe to Netflix because I know they have some American Funniest Home Videos. But if they have the entire series, I mean Bob Saget, I will subscribe for that.
America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah.
I will look that up.
God, I want that so bad. But yeah, and we're now moving on to news.
No, they've only got like the season from 2008 is all it looks
okay.
like.
Then fuck you, Netflix. Give me Bob Saget, for Christ's sake. Someone, anyone. I'm going to have to like get VHS and then convert it. I really don't want to do that. Or maybe there's already a torrent out there.
So, some news here. Battle 3 official servers are being replaced by pay servers. So, here a while back, DICE and EA started renting out servers for Battlefield 3 at a very expensive price as well. It's like $30 for 30 days. And basically, you can run your own Battlefield 3 server through EA, which sounds great in theory, but here's what they've done. They've pretty much taken down all the official servers and replaced them with these rented servers. And somebody asked about it this week, and they said, "Well, we only have a limited amount of servers for each system. So basically, when somebody rents a server, we had to replace it with another Battlefield." We had to replace it with an official server. So I got online today and tried to find an official server. There's 900 and some servers. Not a fucking one of them is official. And this is ridiculous.
That's awesome.
That really pisses me off.
Good job, EA.
That's just fucking horseshit, man. And they're like, the servers that people are running are just shitty servers, man. It's like, oh, we got double the tickets or infinite tickets. So you're just continuously killing stuff and it's taking forever. And, you know, it's normally, takes a long time for a Battlefield 3 game anyway. It's like a 20-minute game for each round. But when you double that or even triple it or make it infinite, man, you're not getting any points. You can't, because it's never ending. And it's just like, it's fucking annoying, man. It just makes no sense why they would do this. And it's like ruined.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Because they can make more money
off of it. Yeah, that's exactly why. They don't care about the consumer. They care about the money.
And it's not even cheap. I mean, $30 is quite a bit for one fucking month.
Hey, you got those rabid fans who want to have the control.
Apparently, if there isn't any... I'm serious. I could not find a server that was just... Hey, this is DICE's official server. It's like everything is like named and everything. I went down 900 lists and couldn't find anything that said DICE. Or there'd be some that said DICE, but the description would be like DICE-like official server. So there wasn't any real... Oh, it was annoying. And I'm sure it's the same on PS3 does it too, so...
There are probably just no servers on PS3.
Rumor the Internet Explorer is coming to Xbox 360. I'm sure nobody really cares, but it could be interesting if you can open a game, if you can open the web browser up during a game, because that would be kind of interesting. But they probably won't work like that. But if you could, you know, if you're like, oh, I need to go to GameFAQs because I can't figure out what I'm doing here.
I think they're just throwing out a bunch of shit for the next console.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because it wouldn't be that bad if you could use a keyboard and all that stuff. And then maybe use some just gestures with the Kinect to maybe, if you have a whole bunch of tabs, you just like swipe, 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 swipe. Just having these small little things where you can use Kinect to maybe get around a little bit quicker. But other than that, it's just like whatever.
Or if you could use your chat keyboard that a lot of people have, that could be interesting. That could be a good use as well, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm surprised they haven't done it up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, the Wii's had it, so.
PS3, Wii both have had it, and the Xbox is like, yeah, we don't want people to be able to do this on the Xbox, because we want your computer to be separate. But now they're really getting to the whole, well, we want it to be one set top box.
Yeah, it's all one box.
And it's interesting, though, that Microsoft also owns Web TV, so you'd think they would have the technology for something like that.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, but they don't really do things that make sense all the time. Like, they only recently put out their Skype app for their Windows phones, which is ridiculous.
And they've owned Skype for how long now?
I don't know. It's had to be at least a year now, right?
Yeah, something like that. And Skype has never been better.
They haven't ruined it. They just haven't done shit with it.
BioShock Infinite has been delayed until 2013. No real big surprise there.
The thing that I just cannot believe is that, you know, people, all the rumors saying, yeah, it's because GTA 5 is coming out.
That is not coming out this year.
It makes no sense to me just because we've seen nothing. It just seems so weird for them to like maybe they reveal it at E3 and then they just make the marketing push for those few months. Mm-hmm. It just seems so crazy that they would release that.
And you know,
it would Rockstar be awesome if they did. I'm not lying.
Yeah,
if that becomes true, awesome. I just don't see it happening. And like the one I heard, one of the reasons why they think that could be the case is that they haven't adjusted their financial outlook, so they lose a huge game like Bioshock Infinite, but they're not feeling as if they're going to lose any money out of that. That their revenue isn't going to be lower. So that's the strongest argument I've seen.
It would be amazing if it did happen, but number one, Rockstar has never been a big person to do anything around E3. Really, they don't really use. I don't think they usually have a booth there. So
maybe they'll do something just before E3 or just after, where it's their own little thing.
I mean, it's possible. And, you know, there was a rumor that Amazon UK or something had posted that they had it coming as December, but that's got to be a mistake, because
and there's also like somebody who had it on the resume as it coming out. Somebody who works at Rockstar North was saying like, oh, on the resume, GTA 5 October.
But here's the big problem. GTA games and stuff have been like, or GTA and one of the packs at least, both released around March or April or something. If that's the case, they're saying Bioshock Infinite coming out in February. I can't see them putting Bioshock out in February and GTA 5 out in April. So I imagine it'd be another summer game like Red Dead Redemption was and stuff.
I don't know what's going on.
To me, it's just Bioshock Infinite's not going to be as good and polished as they want it to be done, so they delayed it for a couple months.
I hope it's not for the few rumors of adding multiplayer. I hope it's not that.
Oh god, I hope not either.
I will shit on top of Ken Levine's face. If that's the reason.
And the last bit of news, it's kind of an interesting setup. If you don't have an Xbox 360 and you have a Microsoft store nearby and you want an Xbox 360 and a Kinect for $100, you can go sign up for 2 years of Xbox Live. Or basically, you're buying it $15 a month for 2 years. So, I mean, you're going to pay a premium on that, but at least you'll have an Xbox for $100.
For one, I don't understand why anyone was complaining that it costs more than buying it outright. That's how this shit works. Do you think you're going to be able to pay cheap on, you know, upfront and then pay less? No, that's not how it works. This is credit. It's like a credit card. Put something on credit, and then we're paying like the minimum. It's going to cost you more.
Shit. Back when I was married, you know, about 9-10 years ago, we wanted a second computer. We signed up for MSN internet, dial-up internet for, I think it was 3 years for $10 a month or whatever, or how much it was a month, just so we could have the $400 to buy a new computer. I mean, that's how this shit works. And, you know, we didn't mind it. I mean, that's what we did to have internet. You know, we were going to have internet anyway. And,
and a lot of people making the complaints when they do their price comparison, so many keep forgetting to add Kinect. The $200 console does not come with Kinect. It doesn't make it a better deal for the $100 with the subscription, but it makes it much more of a closer, you know, a less, not as big of a margin.
Also, you're getting 2 years of Xbox Live. That's, if you pay the monthly fee of that, that's $10 a month as it is anyway.
You know, whatever. And the thing that I think is stupid about this is that it's only at Microsoft stores.
Yeah.
The people, for one, there are like 16 Microsoft stores or whatever in the entire country. And two, the people who would go into a Microsoft store, they would be the kind of person who would just buy the system outright. This should be in Walmarts. That's where it should be. Because the people
or Amazons or something like that, or even Microsoft stores online.
It should just be in Walmarts and Kmarts and Targets and the places where people put other stuff on layaway. Because that's basically what this is in a sense, except for you get the item right away. So go to where those people buy shit. Don't put it in your high tech Microsoft store. Makes no sense.
And I'm sure it's a test to see how this works here. And then if it works here, then hey, we'll sign up for it. You know, we'll allow other stores to do this as well. I think this is probably a test market.
I do, but I think that's the worst market to try out this test with. Yeah, I just can't imagine anyone doing it.
If there are more Microsoft stores, do you even have a Microsoft store in Chicago?
It's not in Chicago, but it's like in a suburb, one of those rich ass suburb in a mall. I remember when they first opened, they had Colby Cabot or whatever, that little
Colby Cabot,
folk singer, and they had Ernie Banks. So exciting.
So that's going to be it for the news, and it's going to be it for the show.
Yep.
Hey, we got an hour in there at least.
Yeah, so. Not too bad with how little we actually played.
Yeah, so next week we'll be able, or next show we'll be able to talk about Max Payne 3 and Game of Thrones. Have a little bit of stuff to talk about there. Let's get our plugs in there and stuff. So, Kush, what do you want to plug?
PixelatedSausage.com. You can follow the site on Twitter at PSausage. You can follow this podcast on Twitter at Pixelated Radio. And you can follow me on Twitter at Kush3. You should also leave us a voicemail if you feel so inclined. 312-772-5874. You should do that, or I'll kill you. And Rob will attempt to rape somebody you love, and then he'll be sent to prison.
No rape.
I'm just kidding. Rape jokes are bad. Yeah, and you should also check out the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com, the Pull List Podcast at pseudoradio.blogspot.com, and the Two-Headed Nerdcast at twoheadednerd.com. And you should also check out Undercover Unitards, which Hotcakes Man, the birthday boy, he just, you know, decided to bitch out and no longer is going to edit his show. It's just going to be freeform. What a pussy. What a pussy. He's not going to be editing out any of the ums. And I left so early yesterday, which was Saturday, that I never ended up sending him his little birthday gift, which was a sound clip of me as Cosby singing the Happy Birthday song. And I have a little image of Cosby holding a fake cake. A pudding cake with candles in it. But yeah, that's all I got. All
right, you can find me as Henderson Man on everything, Twitter, PSN, Xbox 360. And also follow Moose Tap Studios, M-U-S-E-T-A-P at Twitter.com, or Twitter.com, but yeah, you got it. But Moose Tap, follow them, and you know, when you're at an anime convention or a video game convention or something and they're around, buy some of their artwork, dude. Or you can even buy it through the Etsy store. So check them out. They're good artists. And yep. I love them both dearly.
But anyway, not enough to rape them.
God, really? Now, you brought up rape this time. I want to make that perfectly clear. Clear.
Perfectly clear. Oh, God, that was a bad Freudian slip. Bad. That's it. We got to end the show on that.
Yeah. That's. Ugh.
So everyone right. Have a good week.
Good
weekends.
Day, weekend.
Whatever.
Later. He's a ninja! Sing!
Happy birthday to Arcus Man! Happy birthday to Arcus Man! Happy birthday to Arcus Man! Happy birthday to you! Don't forget to eat your jello pudding while wearing your Cosby sweater while kids are saying the darndest things in the background. Oh my god, Theo! What you doing, Theo? Let's go play Monopoly, you motherfucker! Oh, I shouldn't say that, I'm a family guy. Happy birthday.